Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to VRL Logistics Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, operator, and good morning to all the participants, and thanks for joining in. We are hosting VRL Logistics management for discussing Q1 FY23 results. Without further ado, I hand it over to Mr. Sunil Nalavadi, CFO of VRL Logistics. Over to you, Mr. Nalavadi.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Abhijit. Good morning to all participants. I'm Sunil Nalavadi here, CFO of VRL Logistics Limited. I welcome all of you once again for the earnings conference call of the company for the period ended June 2022. See, as compared to quarter one of the last year, which was impacted due to COVID restrictions, later on, the economic environment was substantially improved across all the sectors in India. In this connection, I wish to state some of the data points released by the Ministry of Finance, Government of India. The GST collections have crossed rupees 1 lakh crore for every month from July 2021 onwards and reached an all-time high GST collection of rupees 168,000 crore in April 2022, which has been driven by an 11-year high GDP growth as well as tightening of compliance by the government. The generation of e-way hits all-time high in February 2022, which is around 26 lakh average e-way bills per day from the date of introduction of e-way bill system. The improved economic environment in the country and the initiatives taken by the government to curb the non-compliant transactions supported us to reach the all-time high revenue in the current quarter. The total revenue of the company reached to 720 crores as against a revenue of 417 crores in the last year and as against 672 crores in the preceding quarter. The EBITDA of the company reached to 117 crores as against the EBITDA of the last year of the same quarter of rupees 40 crores. The profit for the quarter reached to 49 crores as against a loss during the last year of rupees 6 crores. The growth of the goods transport business, which is contributing 90% to the revenue, is extremely good in the current quarter as compared to last year. The revenue from this segment reached to 609 crores as against a revenue of 385 crores in the last year, which is increased by 58%, and quarter-on-quarter basis, the revenue is increased by around 4%. The increase in GT business, the goods transport business, is on account of increase in tonnage. The tonnage is increased by around 45%, and the remaining growth is on account of increase in realization. Apart from the better economic conditions, the increase in tonnage in goods transportation segment is also due to expansion in network by the company. During the quarter, we have opened around 68 additional branches, and from April 2021 to till date, around 157 branches have been opened. These branches have contributed around 8% to the total tonnage in quarter one of the current year. As we always mention that our industry comprises majority of the small fleet and unorganized operators. To curb on the evasion of tax, which were supported by the unorganized operators, the government modified the e-invoicing regulations. From April 2022, all the business entities with turnover of rupees 20 crores and above has to compulsorily generate the e-invoice irrespective of the value of the invoice. From October 2022, they are proposing to reduce this limit to rupees 10 crores and above turnover entities. We hope that these steps taken by the government clearly indicate that the business transaction needs to be done in a compliant and organized way rather than the non-compliant manner which were being supported by the unorganized transporters while transportation of the goods. Due to which we are acknowledging from the market that many of the commodities transportation which used to be transported only by the unorganized operators till date are gradually shifting to us. On account of the shift from the unorganized operators and the expansion in our network, the base of the customer also tremendously increased. It is increased around 4 lakh it was there during the pre-COVID level. Now the number of customer base increased to around 7 lakhs. When it comes to the profitability analysis during the quarter, the EBITDA of the goods transport segment increased to 100 crores from rupees 43 crores and percentage to revenue also increased from 16% from 11%. The quarter on quarter basis, the EBITDA is decreased from 122 crores to 100 crores. The diesel cost, which is a major cost in our operation, has increased further in the current quarter. The diesel cost as a percentage to the revenue is increased from 29% to 31% on quarter-on-quarter basis. The increase in fuel cost is due to increase in the procurement cost. The cost of procurement as compared to previous quarter increased from 85 to 93 rupees. During the current quarter, we are unable to buy the fuel from the refineries, which was around 40% of our total consumption. The same was declined to 25% in quarter 4. And absolutely the zero quantity in the current quarter on account of increasing bulk purchase fuel rates by the government, due to which we were almost losing savings of rupees 2 per liter. The lorry hire charges are also increased in the current quarter on account of increasing fuel rates. The cost of lorry hire charges year on year increased from 25 crores to 57 crores. And percentage to revenue increased from 7.42% to 9.37%. The higher growth in GT volumes resulted into higher growth in revenue during the year, and the percentage of certain variable and fixed costs to the revenue has been declined due to operational synergies in our operations. The one example is the vehicle repairs and maintenance expenses, which has been reduced from 7% revenue to the 6%. And moreover, the employee cost, which is major fixed cost in our operation, around 15% of the revenue, in spite of incremental process conducted by the company in the first quarter, in the January 2022, the cost of the employee cost as a percentage to the revenue has been maintained. The earnings before interest and tax, the EBIT of goods transport segment, we reached around 69 crores in the current quarter. As compared to previous quarter, the margin is declined on account of decrease in the EBITDA margins. With respect to depreciation accounting is concerned, the company has changed the useful life of the goods transport vehicles from 9 years to 15 years based on higher usage life in the past due to our own maintenance facilities. The bus operation segment has been turned to positive EBITDA earnings business segment post-pandemic. The bus performance is also better in the current quarter on account of better holiday season. The realization and the occupancy levels have been increased, and that resulted into increase in revenue and EBITDA margins in bus segment. Due to the better profitability, the overall net cash generated from operation in the current quarter reached to around 100 crores. The majority of the cash flow used for the purpose of capex in the current quarter. During the quarter, we have incurred around 85 crores capex, and which is predominantly used for addition of goods transport vehicles. The net debt of the company is also increased from 130 crores to 155 crores due to investment in the capex. To concentrate on the high growth oriented and high return less than truckload goods transport segment, the company has decided to sell the non-core segment. And as a step, we sold the wind power business and one of the aircraft also which the company was owning. About the wind power project, the entire consideration has been received in the first week of August, and the final documentations are in the process. Considering the shift of goods transport segment from the unorganized operator to organized operators, we are expanding and further expanding our network. We are hopeful that the turnover or volumes what the company is expected are in line. Since the excise duty on fuel is reduced from third week of May, the full benefit of reduction is going to benefit in the coming quarters. So the diesel cost as a percentage also, we are hoping that it will be under control or it may little bit reduce in the coming quarters. Since the realizations are improving on account of route mix, we are hoping that the EBITDA margins will also improve from the current level in the coming quarters, in goods transport segment. The CapEx as announced by the company towards purchase of goods transport vehicle is in the process and will be completed as scheduled. The change in useful life of the goods vehicle will result into lower depreciation charge as a percentage to the amount of investments, will result into improvement in return metrics going forward. So with this, I conclude my initial remarks. Now I request all the participants for any queries or questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is in the line of Alok Deora from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So just a few questions. First, sir, on the bus segment, we saw significant traction in terms of, the revenue as well as on the profitability side. So just wanted to understand, is it some part of it is like a one-time this thing, or is it sustainable? I mean, for bus segment, what's the revenue which we are forecasting now for the full year? Because 90 crore kind of almost 100 crore kind of a run rate we have not seen since a while.
Basically, this is on account of good holiday season in the current year. And even post-COVID, now the people are traveling. And that's the reason in the current quarter, actually, we did a good, even occupancy levels were good and realizations were good. So that's the reason the revenue is on a higher side. And going forward also, again, there is a possibility of dip in the bus revenue.
Okay. So what's the full year, number we could look at for the bus segment?
And definitely, if you add against the 90 crores, there will be average around 60-65 crores of a revenue in the coming quarter.
Okay. So around 270 or so for the full year could be 270 or 300.
Yeah. Sure.
And
so, even in the month of July, post this June, we are seeing that again there is drastic reduction in the revenue.
Okay.
Because again the people are taking precautionary steps to travel and they are hesitating to travel now.
Sure. And
it is a one-time holiday season actually that resulted into good revenue.
Got it, sir. And sir, in this goods segment, we have seen, the margins come off quite a bit. So we understand that we have not taken a price increase despite the diesel price change. So it has impacted especially in the first half of the quarter. So in the second quarter, we should be good with the margins back to the, Q4 run rate, or it could take some more time.
It will not be to the extent of Q4 because if you see the increase in the diesel price, it has increased from 85 rupees to almost 94 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
But after the post reduction of this excise duty also, that much of reduction is not there as of today. Even against the average of 94 rupees Q1 cost, now the current average is in the range of around 90 rupees.
Yeah.
And even we lost, some of the benefits of this, fuel consumption from the refinery.
Yeah.
There actually we used to save almost around 2 rupees per liter.
Mm.
That benefit is no longer it is there.
Right.
So even as of today, our average cost of fuel, say in the month of July or so, it is in the range of around 90 rupees, 91 rupees. So that's the reason. There will be some improvement in the EBITDA margin, but not to the extent of Q4.
Okay. Just the last question. This depreciation, because of the increase in the life of the asset, the depreciation is down by around 10 crore for the quarter. So is this the quarterly run rate for depreciation going ahead? How should we see that?
Yeah, definitely. For this current year, every year quarter, that kind of a benefit is going to come. And going forward, it will become again. See, overall charge to the P&L will be less compared to earlier. Earlier, what used to happen, even whatever CapEx we used to incur, say, for example, if we incur a CapEx of 100 crores in the vehicles, we used to depreciate over a period of 9 years. Now, instead of 9 years, it will stretch to 15 years.
Got it.
Since we are growing and we are investing in the CapEx, the overall depreciation charge as compared to the investment will be reduced.
Got it. And in this air segment, we have booked zero revenue. So, there it's like no further revenues are expected there going forward also, or it's a small piece, but I just wanted to understand it's zero revenue for us, right?
That revenue and cost have been allocated as an unallocable segment because it is no longer reportable segment based on the turnover and the assets which are in that particular segment.
That's
the reason we treated it as an unallocable segment.
Sure.
And see, at the time of 2 years, we used to make around, say, 11th work or so revenue. Now it will be half of that.
Got it. Okay, sir. If I have more questions, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankita Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations, sir, on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is on the CAPEX side. So we've added net 200 vehicles this quarter. So how many more are we planning to add in the next 9 months, and what kind of CAPEX outgo will go for this? And related to that, what would be the impact on leverage debt levels going forward?
Yeah, basically the CapEx will be in the range of around 85 to 100 crores on a quarterly basis. So this quarter we incurred total CapEx of around 84 crores, and predominantly it is for the purchase of the vehicles. So similarly, in the coming quarters also there will be similar kind of investments. They are around 80-85 crores of a total CapEx, and in the goods and food segment will be in the range of around 80 crores. And the addition here is actually we added around 322 vehicles. Out of that, some of the vehicles have been scrapped also. 312 vehicles have been added, and 92 vehicles have been scrapped. The net addition is around 220 vehicles. And when it comes to debt level, we are seeing that there will not be increase in the debt level because one is the 48 crores what we received from the sale of wind power project that has been completely utilized for the CapEx purpose. And apart from that, whatever cash flows we are generating on a quarterly basis, say for example, this quarter we generated 100 crore cash flows. So that considering these cash flows and this one-time receipt on account of sale of windmill also, even though we invest around 80-85 crores of our CapEx in a quarter, the debt levels are not going to be increased.
Okay, so this number should be kind of maintained for the full year?
Yeah, debt level will be in the range of around 130-140 crores.
130-140 crores. Okay. And total gross addition, how much are we planning? Or net addition, how much are we planning for this year? Vehicles.
As we announced 1,600 vehicles, so these are over a period of 12 to 18 months work we said. So accordingly, every month the addition will be in the range of around 80 to 90 vehicles we will add every month. So that every quarter it will be in the range of around 270-300 vehicles. And scrappage will be there again, 75 to 80 vehicles we have to scrap on a quarterly basis, depending on the condition, depending on the fitness that is there.
75 to 80 you said per month?
Per quarter
scrappage?
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, sir, on this sale consideration, we have booked that in the revenues or other income?
No, basically, the sales consideration, we have to account the profit on sale of this project. The profit will be in the range of around 7 to 8 crores. Only that much of amount will come to P&L account. Rest of all will go to it is a balance sheet adjustment.
And that is adjusted in other income.
Yeah, it will be shown as other income in the current quarter, in quarter two. Because that the transaction is going to be completed in the month of August.
Okay, okay, got it. And given the robust growth in volumes in the GT segment this quarter, 45%, you know, do you think that, you know, for the full year, you know, you want to revise the number that you've given earlier, 20%? Plus kind of a growth number that you had told earlier. So do you think there is a possibility that we can do better than that for the full year level?
Yeah, as I said, last year Q1 is impacted due to some COVID impact. And if you see the subsequent quarters in the last year, the performance is also good. So considering those incremental tonnage as compared to quarter one of the last year, and this year, we are expecting on a full year basis, as we said, around 20% volume growth, year on year basis.
Got it. That's it from my side. Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Krupa Shankar NJ from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. First question is on the new branches which you have set up. So you have highlighted that whatever was set up in FY22 as well as first quarter is contributing close to about 8% of total tonnage. Given that historically you have been highlighting that more and more branches are coming up in the north and the eastern parts, so the lead distance incrementally is just driving 1% increase in overall realization. Is that how you have to see? On a sequential basis?
No, the quarter on quarter, if you compare the Q4 versus Q1, the overall revenue is increased by 4%. Out of that, the tonnage growth is 1%. The remaining 3% is on account of improvement in the realization. That realization improvement is only on account of the route mix, not on account of increase in the freight rates.
Understood. And but we don't intend to take any general price hike as well, because traditionally we have the inflationary price hikes taken on an annual basis. Are we not taking one this year?
No, just we are waiting for some more time how the things will turn. But as of today, there is no plan to increase in the price rate. So we are more focusing on the increase in the volumes. Since we are getting a lot of new customers and new routes we are adding, so rather than increasing the freight rate, we are concentrating more on the accumulation of the volumes. That's what is the current objective of the company.
Understood. And looking at also the extent of passenger growth because of seasonal reasons, can you highlight what would have been the passenger growth for the quarter and and the realization per passenger?
Yeah, sure. See, basically the capacity is increased to 90% in the current quarter. So in Q4 it was around 84% and last year it was around 75%. The realization is per passenger 1,300 rupees in the current quarter. And Q4 it was 1,022 rupees and last year it was around 1,100 rupees.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star. The next question is on the line of Sanjaya Satpati from Ampersand Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I said thanks a lot for the opportunity. So you mentioned that your margin will improve led by better realization. You also said that it is mostly because of the route mix. So I could not really understand this aspect. That are you saying that there are some routes which are more profitable than others?
No, basically when it comes to the long haul, since we are opening a branch in the untapped market, especially in the eastern and northeastern market, so basically here what will happen, these are all additional new tonnage what we are getting. But for these new tonnage, no need to investment further in our fixed expenses. Only that related to those branches will be there. Say, for example, if it comes to the common fixed expenses like our employee cost, and even for the purpose of these vehicle taxes, what we are paying. And similarly, the insurance expenses, what we are paying to the vehicles. And apart from that, these corporate expenses, what we are incurring. Even though the tonnage is increasing, say around 20-25% or whatever tonnage is addition on account of the expansion in the network, correspondingly or in proportion to that, these expenses will not increase. That's the reason the proportionate of these expenses will come down as against to the revenue. So definitely we will have a savings on these costs and EBITDA margin will improve. And apart from that, if the more number of branches are open, more number of routes are open to in the network, then we will definitely have a better utilization of the vehicles and the kilometers of the vehicles will be better. So on account of this, again, there is a possibility of reduction in certain variable cost also as a percentage to the revenue, be it a vehicle maintenance expenses like that, even driver payments.
And so you have not taken price hikes despite this fuel price hikes. Is it because of the competitive intensity or it's a deliberate strategy to take market share and we just grow through volume driven efforts?
That is a deliberate decision at the management side. Basically, see how it is happening now. There are a lot of things happening at a government side. Even they want to curb. See, as you know, our industry is totally comprised. Almost around 70-75% of the contribution is coming from the unorganized operators. And even on the other side, government is increasing a lot of these compliant procedures. So considering these things, many of the customers, actually, they are looking for an easy solution and they want to come under the compliant network. So we want to gain out of this. On account of this, whenever we approach to the new customers, we cannot go with a higher rate and all these things. So considering this environment in the market, we want to maintain the freight rate as usual to grab more number of customers into our foray, to increase our volumes further.
Understood. And lastly, if I can just take with you, considering this new strategy, unlike in the past where your medium-term volume growth used to be somewhere around mid-single digit, can we expect your volume growth to be consistently above 15-20% range going forward?
Yeah, in at least next 3 years, we are expecting our tonnage growth will be in the range of around 20%.
Understood. And with some amount of margin improvement because of operational efficiencies.
Yeah, the moment volume starts increasing, we will have a more flexibility on the expenses side. Even we can have a better control on the expenses and that will result into increasing the margins.
Understood. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Abhijit Mitra from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm audible. Just to understand, some dynamics here. So your branch additions over the last, 3-4 quarters has been upwards of 100. So it's more than a 12-13% addition in branches. But the QOQ increase in volumes is charting a 1-2% rate. So are we getting ahead of ourselves in terms of CapEx or the volume guidance, or you feel you can catch up over the remainder of the 3 quarters? You see what kind of trends you see on the ground in terms of volumes, because QOQ movement has definitely slowed down over the last 3 quarters is what we can see.
Yeah. See, basically, this number of branches, the numbers we cannot calculate. No, we should not calculate in proportion to the total branches. And we cannot expect, the tonnage should grow in the proportion to the branch addition. So basically, these all are new branches handling a very low quantity as of today. So going forward, the volumes will increase from these places. And these branches have been opened up gradually. It's not on a single day. Even on the last year, we started opening up the branches on a quarter three onwards. So most of the branches have opened after the first half. And current year, considering the growth and the performance of these branches, we suddenly take a decision and we open 68 branches in the current quarter. So basically what will happen, to develop these branches, at least it will take, earlier it used to take in the range of around 9 months to 12 months to increase the tonnage at expected level, at least to reach a break even. Now what is happening, within 2 to 3 months these branches are reaching to break even. And expected level of volume growth is coming. That's the reason the more volume growth contribution will come in the coming quarter rather than the expectation at the immediate level. On account of that, actually we are hoping that in the current quarter, even though quarter on quarter growth is at a very low, at a 1% tonnage growth, and even the realization improvement, say 2 to 3% is on account of these new branches only. So that's the reason going forward, these branches will contribute more tonnage to the our total tonnage, and that will result into increase in the volumes as well as increase in the realization. So that will support the entire growth in the revenue as well as profitability margin.
Right. No, I'm just trying to understand. So then this theme of shift from unorganized to organized, that has sort of played out for the time being, or?
Prior to April 22, that e-invoicing, as I said, the limit was around 50 crores. Now it has been reduced to 20. And government is already proposed to reduce it to 10 crores and above entities. Compulsorily, they have to generate an e-invoice from October onwards, October 22. So these kind of decisions are definitely going to support us. Because for them also, they have to comply on each and every regulations. So as I said, some of the commodities like coconut product, the leather product, even some of these, the cashew nuts, and these kind of commodities, actually, the growth rate is very high. And these are all on account of shifting of customers from the small fleet and unorganized players to us.
Right. And just last question, this, 1% or 2% QOQ growth won't help you achieve your 20% target. So you are expecting significant uptick in Q3, Q4.
Yeah, at least we have to grow in the range of around 4 to 5% quarter on quarter.
Right, right. Okay, thanks. That's all from
us. And we are expecting that, again, the season is coming now. The quarter two, quarter three will be much, much more growth will be there. Because the season starts now, the festival season and all. So more of the commodities actually we are getting now. So we are, based on that, we are hoping that the 20% achievable is an achievable number.
Got it. Thanks. That's all from my side.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Alok Deora, Hilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, just wanted to understand, we had given a target of 100 branches in, opening 100 branches in FY23, and we have already done 68 additions in first quarter itself. So, any change in that number now, or just some color on that?
Yeah, these numbers are going to be increased, not restricted to 100. But most of the branches have been opened in quarter one because to take advantage or benefit of this season, what is going to come now, festival season and all. The going forward, the number of branches will not be to this extent. Say around 60 to 70 branches will not be there every quarter, but those numbers will be in the range of around 25 to 30 branches average.
Sure, sir. Sure. And also, sir, you briefly mentioned in the previous question about, July, August, some color on the second quarter. Just wanted to understand how has been the volumes been after the first quarter ended, particularly in July and August. Not really a number, but just some qualitative sense.
Yeah, July, actually, we are, highest tonnage as compared to last 3 months.
Okay.
And definitely that 4 to 5% expectation what quarter on quarter we can achieve based on the July turnover.
Okay. And how about August? I mean, it's a short term.
August is better than July now.
Okay. Great.
Yes.
Also, sir, just one last question from my side. So last we had taken a price hike of around 8 to 10%, if I remember correctly, last year sometime in June or July. After that we have not taken, right? Because we generally end up taking once in a year. So any price hike is there around the corner, or we'll kind of hold on to it for now?
No, for the time being, we are holding on the increase in the freight rates. Basically, we want to gain more from the market as of today.
Sure. Okay. All right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Krupa Shankar NJ from Spark Capital. Please.
Thank you for the follow-up, sir. Just a couple of more questions. In the presentation, of course, you talked about expansion of existing branches and increasing branch density in key markets. So just want to understand, what has changed with respect to existing markets itself that you're setting up new branches?
Sorry, can you repeat your question, please?
Sure. So you are also setting up, rather than apart from new branches in the untapped market, you're also setting up newer branches in existing market in few of the key locations. At least that's what I could gather out of the presentation. So just wanted to understand, the key reason behind setting up more and more branches in the existing locations is just because of the unorganized organized shift which you're seeing because of compliance reasons, or is there any other driver which you're seeing?
No, basically, the customer wants to have branches nearest to them. It's because in our case, they are having option even to collect the goods from our branches also. So that's the reason actually they will see the branches to be nearest to their business location. And apart from that, if we do a ODA convenience more, so for example, we can give service to anywhere to anywhere. If our branch location is, if it is distantly covered as compared to their business location, then again the cost of operation will be more. Then we have to charge them ODA charges, door delivery charges, all these things. So instead of that, wherever, there is a lot of these industrial areas and wherever these markets are there, nearest to them, if potentiality is there, then again we are opening branches in those areas.
Right. So it's some part of it might be cannibalizing from existing branches, but you get access to newer client, newer customers whom you were not catering to earlier. Is that the right way to understand?
Yes.
Yeah. Understood. And second thing is on the biofuel procurement. I do see that the palm oil prices globally have come up quite substantially. And given that, the biofuel procurement looks lucrative vis-a-vis the diesel price at this juncture, how do you see that, sir, going ahead? Will we go ahead and increase procurement, or is that something which is away from us right now?
No, currently we are buying very low quantity of biodiesel. It's only in almost very, very negligible quantity. Yeah. And going forward also, see, always we are interacting with the manufacturers. So if the price is matching at our expectations, then definitely we want to buy the biodiesel. But till they are still, as of today also, they are unable to supply at the expected price. So at least we need around 5 to 6 rupees lower as compared to the retail diesel price. Then only there will be benefit for easy by using this biofuel. Otherwise, there will not be benefit much.
So given that, this time around, because the refinery procurement was curbed and the price was 2 rupees higher, does that make it a lucrative proposition is what I was trying to.
Yeah, definitely. See, if the product is available, then definitely we are the first people to use it. But we are interacting with the manufacturers. Still, their cost of manufacturing is higher. Still, they are unable to supply the price what we want. Basically, it should be a gap of around 5 to 6 rupees as compared to the retail price.
Understood, sir. Last question from my side. Sir, we have also seen that there is a fair bit of increase in organized competition in the space. And I just wanted to get a sense that are you seeing more of shift just going in from unorganized to organized rather than competitive intensity increasing amongst organized players? Is that how you how do you view the space at this juncture?
Yeah, there is a scope for every operator, every organized player, absolutely no doubt in that. But some of the results what we observed in the recent past, even the LTL market, the quantity what they used to handle earlier, at least they have shown the lower performance, even there is no growth in their volumes. So if we see such kind of a performance, then definitely we are in a better position compared to them.
Right, but you know, tradition, you know, being on a pre-COVID basis, when you could see even the LTL market was growing anywhere closer to about 10% roundabouts, if I look at it from the Spanish standpoint. So if you are taking in a 20% tonnage growth CAGR over the next 3 years, and competition from the unorganized side is also increasing. So the confidence is more that the predominant share will come in from unorganized. Is that a fair understanding at this juncture?
Yeah, as of today, if we see the more, it is not the case also. See, predominant increase is coming from the unorganized to organized, that is one. And there is a growth from the existing customers also. And even in an organized level, actually, there are some customers, actually, they have shifted to us. Considering the lower service level or poor service level service from other organized players also. I think some of the customers have been shifted to us.
Understood.
But that percentage is not in the range of, say, around 15-20% or something like that. But more percentage growth of it is coming from the unorganized organized players.
Right. Sorry, if I may squeeze in one more question. Just wanted to check, see, given that your new branches have come up on the northern and eastern side, so I just wanted to see, is a mix of each geography, has it shifted vis-a-vis what we have seen in FY22? If you can quantify, what would be the contribution from southwest versus north and east, that would be really helpful.
Based on the source of the commodities, what we are sourcing from the different region, the percentage is not very much. But there will be some changes, you know, after 1 year or so, because we are more concentrating on this eastern and northeastern part. So those regions will contribute a little bit to the overall tonnage. So definitely at that post 1 year or 2 year period, the percentage will change. As of today, there are no much changes.
Understood. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Amit Jeswani from Stallion Assets. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand. Now you've increased pre-COVID from 4 lakh customers to 7 lakh customers. For last 5-7 years before COVID, you were growing at 5-7% volume growth. Now you're speaking about 20% volume growth. So that's a big change that is happening in this segment. So what kind of margin do we expect? Because there's been margin volatility that we faced this quarter and a heavy margin volatility. It shows that you don't have pricing power, at least on the quarterly level. What do you think, sir? What kind of margins, EBITDA margin is sustainable and any guidance for revenues for this year?
The revenue increase will be in the range of around 25% because there will be some improvement in the realization on account of the change in group mix. So if the tonnage growth is 20%, then overall we can see the increase in revenue in the range of around 24-25%. And when it comes to margin side, again, there will be improvements. In the first quarter, this is mainly on account of the increase in diesel cost. The post-election, actually, the government has suddenly increased the diesel prices. And on account of this increase in the bulk price also, it impacted on the other side. That's the reason the diesel cost has impacted very badly in the first quarter. Since they have reduced the excise duty on the diesel from the third week of May onward, now that is resulting us to increase our margins. So compared to Q1, again, we are expecting that the Q2 margins will be better. So in my view, definitely this maintenance of a EBITDA margin in the range of 17% to around 17% is absolutely not an issue.
Got it. So we've sold our wind energy business. We've sold one aircraft, so we are cutting out non-core assets. Any plans on selling the bus business as well? Because then we'll be a focused logistics player.
See, as of today, we do not have such plans. If any such development, then definitely we will inform.
Got it. So you've got excellent ROCs. Despite being a brilliant, despite being a truck owner, but being an asset-heavy model, right? The new investments that we are doing, okay? What kind of ROIC are we reinvesting our capital at? Because we're doing 100 crores investment, 80, 90, 100 crores a quarter, right? For the next four quarters. So broadly 400 crores. What kind of ROIC we should expect on these investments?
See, normally the payback period, according to the internal analysis, it is in the range of around 4 years, 4 to 5 years. So considering those, the payback period, definitely it will be 20% ROIC for the new investment.
Got it, sir. So, okay, so we've got very strong operating cash. So what kind of dividend payout would you still be able to maintain dividend payout? We've got 150 crores of net debt. Last many years, so we are not expanding our capacity, so you're doing massive dividend payouts of 70, 80, 50% kind of dividend payouts of our profits. So trying to understand the reinvestment structure going forward. Because this year, if you're saying that you'll do 25% revenue growth, that means our revenues last year was 2,400 crores, and this year our revenue will be closer to 3,000 crores. You're saying we'll have 17% EBITDA margin, that means 500 crores of EBITDA margin you'll have. And then, of course, depreciation. So broadly, is 250 crores the right estimate for the PAT this year?
No, there actually you have to exclude the bus segment since you are calculating the growth and profitability for the entire turnover. If you see only the goods transportation segment, then you'll arrive the correct.
Got it. So the bus segment last year was 205 crores of revenues.
Yeah.
This quarter, if I'm not wrong, you've done 100 crores, closer to that. So, yeah. And you said that we'll do 60 crores the next three quarters. So that is 16 to 3, 180 plus 100. You'll do actually 40% growth in the bus segment also. So, okay, no problem. Got it. So it's 250
crores. About the goods transportation segment, in FY22, we did the 2,137 crores.
Right.
If you do 25% growth, then it will reach to around 2,650 crores.
Got
with 17% EBITDA, it will be in the range of around 460, 470 crores.
One more thing, sir. We received 48 crores from the wind business and 8 crores, 7 crores from the airline charter. So that will decrease the net debt, right? The net debt doesn't reflect the airline and the bus, the wind business.
No, that will come in the quarter two. The amount is received in August first week.
Got it. So our net debt, got it. So we will generate 100 crores of cash flows this quarter.
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, in Q2 I'm speaking about, out of the 100 crores, we will also get 50 odd crores, 48 from the wind business and 8 crores from the charter, the aircraft thing.
No,
and we'll have to pay.
No, I want to clarify here. The 8 crores has been already accounted in Q4. That has been sold in the quarter 4 of the last year. And in quarter 2, this wind power consideration is going to come.
So basically, 100% of our operating cash flows will go into capex. That's
capex.
Broadly,
yeah.
Got it. And that.
And on this 48 crores, we have to pay certain taxes also on the sale consideration. So overall, there will be the reduction of our debt in the range of around 35 to 40 crores.
Got it. So my last question to you is about your competitive advantage, right? Because you are fighting with many listed players now, like Delhivery, etc. But you're also fighting with large unorganized players. What was the reason that we didn't increase our freight rates this quarter when you knew that diesel prices were going higher? It was not something which you couldn't expect or, you didn't know. What was the reason why we didn't increase prices by 2-3%?
No, as I told, see, we are adding a lot of these new customers and even a lot of new routes also. So considering these environment, these scenarios, right now we want to maintain the freight rates. So once the market is acquired, then depending on our cost structure, how the profitability will move, accordingly we decide on the increasing the rate.
So this quarter also we have not taken any rate hikes by until now?
No.
That's it. Got it. So we are taking a short-term risk on our cash flows, which is like a marketing activity.
And cash flow, there is a sufficient cash flow is coming. And even we are flexible at a debt level and all these things. And we are flexible on the investment side as well in the capex. So that's why the focus is now to acquire more market, to increase the customer base, to grow, you know, better grow in the top line, the increase in the volumes and all these things.
Got it. So you're taking some short-term pain for long-term gain. I got it.
Yeah.
Sir, also on the number of, so you're now at 5,000 trucks. My congratulations to you and your team for that. So when do you expect to reach 10,000 trucks kind of number? Because there's a large...
So now we planned already 1,600 vehicle additions. So by end of this year, definitely...
Also, right? We are scrapping also, right? So net number I'm speaking about.
See, it will be in proportion to the increase of the volume. See, how the volume will increase, accordingly, the number of fleet will increase.
Got it. Got it. So, sir, when I think about long-term, do you think that VRL, you said that next 3 years you are a 20% CAGR kind of story. Do you think long-term you can be like a 15% CAGR? Because there's a massive unorganized market out there. And you are in advantage. You don't burn money. You're cash flow positive. So, like, aggression and reinvesting for growth is the right strategy. And I fully agree to you. So, just trying to understand, do you think that VRL for next 10 years is a 15% CAGR story, a 20% CAGR story, or we'll go back to that 8-9% growth level? Ever.
No, that's the reason, see, we are now visible for the next 3 to 4 years. That's what actually I said. Then, depending on the further situation, again, the things will change.
Got it. My
consolidation and the whole industry shape is going to change.
That's what I can say. Got it. Now, sir, since October, the 10 crore e-invoicing is coming. It's a big advantage for players like you.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Dipesh from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Sunil sir. Thanks for taking my question. So I just wanted some more color on the industry and how is it shaping up. So over the last 1-2 years, we understood that the small truckers were facing operational issues due to COVID and organized players like VRL won market share. Now with increasing compliance, again, the organized players look on a strong footing. So 1-2 years down the line, how all this will add up, right? So will these small players keep on losing market share, or they become more compliant and take back their market share? Or third, maybe they may join the forces with the asset-light truck aggregators and try to gain market share that way. So I just want to understand your thoughts on the market share argument, how much we can more gain and sustain.
Now, basically, the contribution from the unorganized people, the small fleet operators, is going to come down going forward.
So, but they will become organized, you're saying, that way, or they may, you're saying they will just shut the shops?
No, many of the, their financial position is not at the up to the mark, and most of the operators, they are unable to revamp their businesses. That's what actually ground level we are acknowledging some of the operators. So considering those things, we are seeing that there will be, consolidation in the market. The number of operators are going to be reduced substantially in the days to come. So more and more consolidation takes place towards the organized players and the bigger operators.
Got it. And sir, do you have any plans to maybe acquire some of the small operators, or do you basically look to organically grow in your number of trucks and everything?
No. Our policy is to grow organically. See, we can open more branches. Even the opening of, say, 100 branches, 150 branches in a year, it is just like adding of a new business or acquiring of a new business. It is equivalent to that.
Understood. Yeah, thank you, sir. I will take it off.
To grow organically. Yeah.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Yeah, thank you all the participants for your patience hearing. And basically, see most of the questions related to about the future growth of the company. We are very much sure that there will be a volume growth, especially we wish to concentrate more on our group transport segment. And there actually we are more concentrating on increasing the volumes by extending our network and by doing aggressive market to acquire the new customers. And that's the reason definitely we are hoping that the volume growth will be 20%+ onwards in the next coming days. By opening of these new branches in the untapped market or especially in the eastern and northeastern market is giving some of the flexibility of the number of kilometers per vehicle, even the vehicle utilization front. On account of that, even some of the relations are improving. So considering all these benefits, even we are hoping that definitely we can maintain our EBITDA margin also in a good manner. So with this, I would like to conclude my words. Thank you. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.